Doug Lewis, who runs U.S. drug testing laboratories, shows me the first step in getting someone to admit to an addiction, even though he's not really due for a clipping.
Okay, so I'm going to try not to let this fly. They always fly.
He weighs out 100 milligrams of fingernails, wraps them up in foil, sticks them in a baggie labeled biohazard, and voila, there's truth in a bag. If you've really been hitting the bottle, say 6 binges in the past 3 months, your nails can tell the tale. They're used along with a more sensitive test requiring 10 drops of blood that goes back about 3 weeks.
The therapist has an enormous history now to break the denial. And that's what probably is the biggest resistance to treating someone who has a chronic relapsing disease.
For the past several years, a handful of Wisconsin counties have been using these biomarkers to assess repeat drunken drivers for heavy drinking, just like Europe has been doing for years. Researcher Pamela Bean started the pilot projects after moving here from California.
Every time that I could see in the newspaper, it was like, this person has been convicted by 7th OWI, 8, 11, 13. I never saw that anywhere. Then I said, well, why are we not doing here the same thing that European countries are doing?
There are different kinds of biomarkers, but the point of all of them is the same.
The goal is not to catch people. It's to get them sober. So they're not killing someone on the road, and that they actually discover that there's another life out there.
In Dane County, drivers with 3 or more convictions walk into Journey Mental Health Center. A drug and alcohol assessor figures out what kind of treatment they need and initiates biomarker sampling. Cesar is a hotel worker with 5 OWI convictions. He asked not to be fully identified to avoid embarrassing his employer. When we talked, he had his last test the next day. He said he's been sober for 2 years, and he has something to prove, not just to the judge, but to his family.
I'm not a bad person. So that way I can get my driver's license and get back to my normal life like everybody else.
So far, it looks like this approach is working. In Waukesha County, drivers being monitored were arrested on average a year later than drivers who weren't. But there's a cost. Back at the lab, Doug Lewis walks me through the analysis. Clipping nails is easy. Finding alcohol in them requires a tall machine that costs $500,000.
What are we listening to?
This is a triple quadrupole mass spectrometer. And it's one of the more sensitive instruments that you can buy in the analytical chemistry world.
Drivers pay $100 apiece for at least 3 tests, so many counties are hesitant to lay such costs on people who are rarely flush. Bean is trying to get the costs down, but she says it's still cheaper than prison.
In 1 year, it's $30,000. So you do the math. It's 100-fold less expensive to test this person with biomarkers than to put him in jail.
And Bean said, inmates have written her saying they'd be happy to pay to prove they're not drinking. I'm Kate Golden for Wisconsin Public Radio.